Good morning and welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell, and I'm the minister here at Trinity. Thank you for worshiping with us. This is Trinity Sunday, and it's also the Dr. C. Duane Mullins Memorial Scholarship Sunday. And we are so thankful to have the Mullins family with us today. And thank you for all being here, be it in person or on live stream or sermon by phone or podcast. Today, I do have some announcements of birthdays. I know that Margaret Coles will be celebrating her birthday today, a birthday girl. So that's wonderful. I was told not to say her age or I would get in trouble. That's what I was told. So I won't say her age. I don't want to get in trouble. Also, earlier in the week, Kevin Barber had a birthday on May 28th. So happy birthday, Kevin. Brian McDonald, who usually takes care of our screens up in the tech, it had a birthday on May 29th. Happy birthday, Brian. Are there any other birthdays? Any other birthdays? Well, let us sing happy birthday, dear friends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friends. Happy birthday to you.
For many folks across the United Church of Canada, today, that usually be anywhere from the 29th to the 31st is a time where they celebrate ordination. Now, way back when, sometimes that happened in June, but for later in June, usually around the anniversary service. But today is 11 years since I've been ordained, and I'm so thankful to spend year 11 with you. This is wonderful being in this place with you today. It's an opportunity for us to celebrate together and to take what we learn. When we come and worship in such a way, we take what we learn out into the world. And it's with deep gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory, Abiquit, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. As Christians, we are commissioned to take the light of Christ out into the world. So at the beginning of each of our worship services, we light the Christ candle as a sign and symbol of Christ's presence with us, a light that we are to embody and not hide, but to show as we go out and make a difference in this world. All glory is God's. Amen. Friends, please join me in the call to worship. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice.
Let the many coastlands be glad.
Clouds and thick darkness are all around him.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
Let us praise God on this blessed morning and all day long. Please be seated. And let us join our voices again in the gathering prayer. Loving God, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples behold his glory. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. And as a Christian family, let us again say the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing? Pretty good? Nice.
Good.
Nice. Not fully warm morning, but, you know, close enough. Hopefully we'll get back to warm days. Exactly.
There you go. Perfect. That's the main thing.
All right. So thank you all for being here today. We are representatives of the Mullins family. My name is Morgan, and this is my sister, Megan. We will be presenting this year's memorial scholarships in the name of our grandfather, Dr. C. Duane Mullins. This is the 19th year that we've been able to present the scholarships to various young people who have come through Trinity over the years. And this scholarship is really all about the community building that comes from getting involved with church life and the ways that that can have a huge impact on the wider community here. So that was the initial intention behind creating this scholarship, just awarding this to those who have made that sizable impact on the community in church life. So this year we've been able, fund has done very well. We are able to award two primary scholarships this year at a current value of $2,500. So we will be doing this in a couple of chunks. So I will be awarding the scholarships for our primary recipients this year, and then Megan will be speaking on behalf of us for the supplemental scholarships. So we will be asking our awarded recipients to come up and read their letters aloud that they submitted to us as part of the application process, outlining the ways that they have had an impact on life at Trinity. So to start us off, I would like to ask our primary scholarship recipients this year, Everett Caron and Lacey Culliquett, to come up to read their letters.
Hello, my name is Everett Caron. I was born just outside of San Francisco, California in 2008, where I lived for 3 years with my parents and brother before moving to Summerside, Prince Edward Island. Shortly after our arrival in Canada, my parents purchased a 1905 Victorian home, and we started attending Trinity United Church, which was convenient because our home was only 2 blocks away from church, and I've been attending Trinity United Church for as long as I can remember, and I was baptized at Trinity in 2013. We always spoke English in our house, but my parents thought it would be positive for my education if I was also able to speak French. So I was enrolled at École Sommaire, and I attended French daycare to learn the language, then continue with kindergarten, and I've been at the same school right up to today where I'm completing my grade 12 year. One of the best parts of being at the same school for so long is that I got to grow up with my classmates and everyone, including the teachers, knows me very well. Over the course of my schooling, some challenges were discovered and things, in the following testing, I was diagnosed with ADHD, which stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, for those who don't know, and autism. Some things are easy for my classmates, are often challenging for me, but I can excel at some things compared to my classmates, specifically because my brain operates differently. One thing that I really enjoy working on is computers, and specifically programming, which is why I'm so grateful to be accepted at the Computer Information Systems program at Holland College here in Summerside. The icing on the cake is that I can walk to the campus from my house, which is great because I don't have a driver's license and I'm not convinced anyone would want me driving a car in the first place. Trinity United Church has a great junior church program that starts at the age of 4 and goes all the way up to age 15. I enjoyed it so much, they gave me a bonus year and I got to attend when I was 16 years old. This year I stopped attending junior church, and every week I've been volunteering in the sound booth where I'm responsible for the live stream operations. right over there. My father does a lot of construction work around the church, and I've helped him over the years when it comes to ripping up and installing flooring, hauling construction debris, and most recently we installed new security cameras, including the network cabling. I think helping others is important, and I'm grateful for the help I receive over the years. My goal is to be a video game developer, and completing the computer information program at Holland College will get me one step closer to my goal. The program is expensive, and any financial assistance from the Dr. C. Dwayne Mullins Memorial Scholarship to help pay for school costs would be amazing. Thank you for your consideration.
There you are. Congratulations. Thank you, Everett. Speaking as someone who was deeply involved in that booth for many years, and even though, as some of you who may know me, you know, I live over in New Brunswick now, I am still very heavily involved in my local church in all of the sound system. I am the de facto tech guy now. So definitely understand all the effort that it takes to get this stuff going behind the scenes and just how much that means to everyone who is attending both in person and online. So thank you. Alrighty, and now I would like to ask Lacey to come up to read her letter.
My name is Lacey Culliquett, and I'm currently a grade 12 student at West Isle Composite High School. Now, even though Trinity isn't the church that I grew up in, it's already taught me so much, excuse me, valuable lessons and skills, and brought me peace in the wonderful 4 to 5 years that I've been attending. I fortunately was raised in a United Church where my mom was the Sunday school teacher, so I've had my fair share of early Sunday mornings helping prep for lessons, and those are some of my fondest memories. However, during the pandemic, my family stopped attending church just due to restrictions, and as a 12-year-old, I remember missing the joy and fulfillment that it brought to my life. I even remember that I asked to go back to church as my birthday present. My wishes came true not long after when I was introduced to Trinity United Church because my sister had taken a summer job with them. It wasn't hard to fall in love with the uplifting faith community and services, which drove my decision to become an active member through volunteering at Trinity's Outreach Breakfast Program, as well as the Junior Church Program and Greeting some Sundays. All of which have allowed me to make many connections with members of the church and the surrounding communities. So volunteering with Feed My Sheep Breakfast Program has truly opened my eyes, showing that even in times of struggle, there's still so much love and care within the community. I've also had the wonderful opportunity to assist in teaching the Junior Church Program alongside with other many great leaders. This is a time I enjoy because it gives me the chance to share stories from the Bible and spread God's love with creativity, fun, and crafts for the children. Through both of these experiences, I've grown closer and learned more about God as well as people in the community. Not to mention, these roles importantly taught me how enjoyable it is to serve others, which is one of my main reasons I'm hoping to pursue a career in dietetics, if not dentistry. Not only has Trinity provided me with volunteer opportunities, it's also taken a great part in my faith journey. Seeing as I started attending Trinity in my early teens, which tends to be an age of major change, decision-making, and curiosity, as well as curiosity towards spirituality, with many questions of personal meaning and purpose for many teens. So Trinity United Church has brought me inner peace from regular Sunday service and the feeling of immense support in our faith community. Volunteering as a greeter has also contributed to the feelings of love and support due to the positive connections I've got to make with other members of Trinity. I've also found that setting aside the time to attend church leaves me refreshed and ready to take on the upcoming week. So, along with my time dedicated to Trinity, I've also balanced both individual and synchronized figure skating and coaching skating in Tyne Valley, while maintaining a high academic standing and participating as a member of West Isles Student Council. I have continuously taken pride in everything I do, including my schoolwork. Therefore, I will soon be heading off to UPEI for a Bachelor of Science in Foods and Nutrition before potentially continuing on to 4 years for a Doctorate of Dental Surgery at Dalhousie. This is in hopes of becoming a family dentist as a way to give back to the community through healthcare. Despite years of savings from summer jobs, as well as a few part-time jobs throughout the school years, the cost of my upcoming post-secondary education is quite high and will need financial aid. So as much as I have worked to be able to fund my own education through savings, I will still need to apply for a student loan most likely and other scholarships in hope of lessening the financial burden. This scholarship will help ease the financial stress of this pathway, which will allow me to fully focus on my studies. And I'm very grateful that Trinity and this faith community has helped shape me into the person that I am today, and I plan on continuing to volunteer and attend services at Trinity throughout my post-secondary education. Thank you to the Mullins family for the consideration of my application to this scholarship. Thank you.
Congratulations, Lacey. And once again, thank you for your years of continued service with the church. Again, a lot of experience in our family as well of getting involved in various ways of church life, whether that's, you know, through music ministry or through junior church / Sunday school. You see all of the different facets of the community through those different experiences, both, you know, for the younger generations and we'll say the more experienced generations. And of course, continuing on in dentistry, you know, I have a feeling you and Scott will probably have a few things to talk about there. Just so, you know, getting you involved in this in some way, Scott.
And fun fact, for anybody who doesn't know, our grandfather, who is the scholarship is named after, was a dentist. So it's kind of, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Very fitting. So once again, congratulations to both of our primary scholarship recipients this year. Let's give them another round of applause. Fantastic. Congratulations. So now I believe we will have a brief moment for ministry music.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Lovely. Thank you so much. All right. Hello, everybody. When our family decided to create this scholarship, the funds were placed into the care of Trinity's trustees in the hope that they would provide one or possibly two scholarships a year. Over the past 19 years, with the stewardship provided by the trustees, the scholarship fund has continued to show a healthy growth, with the initial principal gift having been more than tripled since inception, even after the awards and reinvestments have been accounted for. In fact, over the years, the award presented to first-time applicants is now $2,500, and as of this year, 45 of Trinity's graduates will have received scholarships. When the application deadline was reached, the two eligible and deserving candidates had come forward, leaving some of the funds allocated for this year to be returned to the fund. Rather than do that, it was decided that supplementary scholarships could again be offered to any of the previous recipients who would still be actively attending post-secondary education in the 2026-2027 school year. A call was made for qualifying past recipients to indicate their interest. We are pleased and honored to be providing these supplemental scholarships today to the four past recipients who responded to the call in the amount of $1,000 each. We wish to thank our trustees for the continued support and service and care for the scholarship fund. Please welcome Colin Campbell, Caitlin Campbell, Hannah Colliquet, and Savannah Brazil as they come forward and read the letters that they submitted to the selection committee. You guys can pick what order you'd like to go.
Good morning. My name is Colin, and I'm a familiar face here, hopefully. Anyways, here's my letter to the Dr. Mullins family. Dear Mullins family, I'm writing to express my sincere interest in the Dr. C. Duane Mullins Memorial Scholarship. As I go into my final year of the Bachelor's of Music Education program at University of Prince Edward Island, I am eager to begin my practicums in schools leading me to become a music educator. Dedicated to filling the lives of students with the joy of music. My passion for music education comes from a lifelong desire to be both expressive and helpful, to foster creativity, inspire growth, and contribute to something larger than myself. Being a past recipient of the scholarship, I am forever grateful for what you, the Mullins family, has done for me thus far. Receiving this scholarship has significantly eased the financial burden of my studies, allowing me to fully embrace the diverse musical opportunities offered both within and beyond the university. Over the course of my degree, I have participated in numerous ensembles, taught privately and for schools, and performed professionally with bands like the PEI Symphony Orchestra, as well as the PEI Legion Choir. I've also spent lots of time assisting middle school and high school classrooms, supporting music teachers and students during band days and workshops. Furthermore, my service also extends to Trinity United here in Summerside, where I've remained actively involved, contributing to live stream and recording services once a month, and every Sunday, assisting the junior church team, helping guide our youth members through stories, crafts, and moments of kindness. I look forward to my final year of university, seeing how far I came and how my skills as a teacher, musician, and leader has shaped me to who I am today. This coming school year, I take my skills to the test as I begin my practicum studies where I would be leading the classrooms. After I finish, I plan to stay here on Prince Edward Island and become a music teacher for middle school and high school levels. I envision teaching instruments like the drums while also leading students across Atlantic Canada to show their talents through competitions and encouraging them to perform in local music festivals. Once again, I am truly grateful for your consideration and for the support of this scholarship offering to students like me. I am eager to give back to the community through music and education. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Congratulations.
Thank you
so much.
Best
of luck in your last year.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I first want to thank the Mullins family for the scholarship they provided me in the past and for the opportunity to write this letter again. My name is Caitlin, a fortunate past recipient of the Dr. C. Duane Mullins Memorial Scholarship. I recently completed my third year of the 5-year Sustainable Design Engineering program at UPEI. Over this past year, I've grown tremendously in my technical engineering skills and leadership, and I've shifted my focus towards volunteering and involvement outside of my academics, though many are still academic related. Since last summer, I've been a student researcher with my professor, researching a new type of electric motor. The aim of this motor is to be used in electric vehicles to provide Canadians with a higher performing EV at lower costs. I was fortunate enough to continue my work with him through the school year and into this summer, with a paper on our findings soon to be published. Coincidentally, my assigned engineering project this year required knowledge on motors and electrical wiring. With my background, I was able to aid a lot in our project that we presented at this year's Engineering Design Expo Award and have received a second-year design award from Engineers PEI. Along with this, I had also demonstrated outstanding academic performance throughout the past year, receiving praise and acknowledgement from Engineers PEI, the faculty's dean, and others. These achievements and validations have motivated me to continue working hard in pursuing this career. Outside of academics, I had increased my involvement within my faculty through volunteering. Beginning this past school year, I was elected as the events director of my engineering society, and I've learned to work independently and collaboratively to organize and host events for the student body. I had hosted events ranging from study sessions and coin hunts to skiing and hockey tournaments. Through this role, I learned to make decisions, even when they are not ideal, and listen to the student's voice to adjust my planning accordingly. From the lessons I learned and the joy I found in hosting events and bringing engineering students together for fun, I was elected as vice president of events for the upcoming school year. Along with my initiatives to seek out voices and feedback from the student body, this has also landed me a student representative role on my faculty's curriculum committee, where I will represent and advocate on behalf of all engineering students at UPEI on course and curriculum matters. Expanding outside of my university, I had attended a couple more engineering conferences. This led me to a director role on the organizing committee for a national conference that took place at UPEI this past September. Now, I've taken it one step further and recently successfully bid in partnership with my friend for another national conference, the Conference on Sustainability in Engineering, to be hosted at UPEI in 2028. This conference will bring together over 150 engineering students from across Canada to discuss the importance of sustainability in engineering. Beyond engineering, I've also had a deep connection with Trinity United Church. I was baptized at this very church, and I've been involved since I moved here 10 years ago, beginning by attending junior church, volunteering with the Food Boxes program, participating in the children's choir, and being confirmed. Now, I continue my volunteering as a youth group leader, preparing and modifying weekly lesson plans to accommodate my youth group ages 11 to 15, and provide a safe and welcoming space for the children to engage, interact with each other, and learn the teachings of God, while also volunteering as a youth representative on council, organizing small activities such as the sidewalk painting of the Pride flag and the Every Child Matters flag, and the Christmas poem that took place. Being part of this church has become such a big part of my life and identity, shaping who I am today. From the warm welcomes at the door to the cheerful gatherings after church for coffee and tea, Trinity has definitely made me feel like I belong and has grown into a place I call home. If you were to ask me who my biggest supporters are, this church has never failed to make it to the top of the list. Being part of this community is what keeps me motivated to keep pushing forward and take on all these challenges, knowing that I have a home to go back to with so many people cheering me on. I'm grateful now to have the opportunity to give back to the church and to make others feel as welcome and as part of it as I have always felt. Moving forward, I'll continue my involvement within this church through youth group leading and my position on council, while balancing my school, work, and other side roles I have lined up for the future. I'll move forward into my fourth year of sustainable design engineering with a focus on mechatronics to pursue a career in sustainable technology invention and innovation. If I were selected again for this scholarship, the support would go towards my upcoming tuition to help ease the financial burden and better allow me to focus on advancing my leadership qualities and improving my soft and technical skills, setting me on the path to becoming a successful engineer. Again, I want to thank the Mullins family for this opportunity and the support I've received in the past. Thank you.
Good morning. Dear Mullins family and trustees, I have been very fortunate to have received the Dr. C. Duane Mullins Memorial Scholarship, as well as one of the supplemental scholarships in the past, and I am pleased to be applying for one of your supplemental scholarships again this year. The scholarships I have received from you previously have been important contributors towards my education funding, and I have greatly appreciated them, and I am grateful for the opportunity to be applying again this year. I am currently enrolled at Mount Allison University in Sackville, New Brunswick, where I have just completed my second year in the Bachelor of Science program, with a major in psychology and minors in health and feminist and gender studies. This is a big step in the process of pursuing a career as a mental health therapist, something I am incredibly passionate about and devoted to. In this career path, I hope to be able to help many people, and part of my desire to help others in this way has come from the important volunteer work I was lucky enough to do at Trinity United Church with the Junior Church Program and the Junior Youth Group. This year, I participated in an internship at a nursing home in Sackville, and I have been invited to stay in this position over the upcoming summer months. I am thankful to our faith community and the team I worked alongside here at Trinity, including Megan, for providing me with some of the compassion, care, and many transferable skills I have been able to take into this job. I look forward to continuing to carry these values and skills with me in my work at the nursing home, in my education, in my future career, and beyond. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to apply for this supplemental scholarship, and I thank you for your generosity and consideration. I wish you all the best.
Last but not least,
Hannah. Hello.
Hello.
My name is Hannah Culliquet, and I am a previous scholarship recipient. I have recently completed my second year at UPEI for a Bachelor of Science with a major in chemistry. I am extremely thankful for the support that the Dr. C. Duane Mullins Memorial Scholarship has provided me for these past 2 years. It has helped ease the financial burden of university, and knowing and feeling that people support me on my journey is a great help. I am going to continue the chemistry program in the fall for my third year and plan to graduate in 2028. After graduating, I plan on going into a chemistry or biotechnology related career or pursuing further schooling and a career in the education field. My first 2 years of university have been a great experience where I learned many things about a variety of subjects, myself, and living away from home. It is hard to even put into words how extremely grateful I am to have had Trinity's support throughout this. I was able to come home on most weekends and continue to help with Feed My Sheep, Junior Church, and to be part of a caring church community. I believe that still being able to have these experiences and seeing familiar and friendly faces continues to make my time at university and my life in general much better. This time spent at Trinity on the weekends allows me to refill my cup before going back to school each week. I am so thankful for everyone at Trinity and for the support the Dr. C. Duane Mullins Memorial Scholarship has provided, and I look forward to what the summer and next school year will bring. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good luck. I just want to say one thing before we conclude. To have six students here, all in vastly different fields of work that they're going to be exploring and going into, everything from music to engineering to studies to become a therapist. Like, you guys are just going to do amazing things for the world, and thank you so much for applying, and we are so honored to be helping you out with your education, so thank you. Let's give another round of applause.
And just to quickly bookend this, we are inviting all of the recipients, both primary scholarship and supplemental scholarships, up to the gymnasium after the service. We'll be doing pictures, and I believe there will also be cake. So
there is a cake, a big cake, and there will be pictures, so we have to do pictures.
Yes. Reverend Rachel has said so. It has to happen. All righty. But yeah, once again, thank you to everyone who applied and received scholarships this year. And thank you to the congregation for allowing us to continue doing this year after year. It's always an amazing experience coming back to see all of the amazing people that have come through Trinity over the years. So thank you.
Yes, agreed. Thank you very much.
Amen. Our gospel lesson today is such a remarkable lesson for all of us as we hear the stories of our youth, our young people, and how they are making way in the world and what we are called to do. Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20, the commissioning of the disciples. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of age." All glorious gods. Amen.
Good morning. I am happy to announce the tickets for the fundraising hot turkey takeout dinner on June 6th is nearly sold out. There's just a very few number of tickets available. The painting is nearly completed in the sanctuary, which looks so bright with the fresh coat of paint. I want to extend on behalf of council to Joe, our painter, Carson and Dwight of our property team, Amand, our custodian, Duncan, the church treasurer who led a fundraiser, and all others that helped in any way with this painting. Well done. You have the answers. The Community of Faith Profile Committee needs your input to complete the Community of Faith Profile and begin the search for a new minister. Join us in the auditorium for lunch after this service and answer a few questions. If you can't attend, questionnaires are available at both entrances. Your input is important. The Affirming Ministry team has a project. It's all in the bag. It's a fundraiser, taking funds to purchase brightly colored sturdy bags for sale, small ones 5, large ones 6. They can be ordered in the office during this coming week, or Joyce will be at the back of the church next Sunday to take orders. Next Sunday, June 7th, Trinity is inviting anyone who wishes to a watch party here in the sanctuary to watch the closing worship of Fundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Annual Meeting, live streamed from Convocation Hall in Sackville, New Brunswick. For this Sunday only, the worship service will start at 10 a.m. Communion elements will be available. Light refreshments will be provided by the United Church Women. Hope you can have some fun with this watch party. Did you ever belong to a choir here at Trinity? Even a few years ago? On June 14th, Trinity is recognizing choir members, past and present, who have offered their gifts through the years through song. We aren't going to ask you to sing, except to help out with the hymns that day, and you can do that from the congregation. We may ask you to stand and be recognized and accept our appreciation for your gifts. Please join us on June 14th, as it's also our Century Club celebration, and we'll be singing lots of well-loved hymns. Hope to see you here. For additional information on these and other events in the life and work of Trinity Summerside and out into the community, the bulletin or the summer newsletter are available at the entrances and on the website, trinitysummerside.ca. Trinity is truly blessed by the people in this community of faith who are willing to share their time, talent, and treasure all year round.
Thank you, Nancy. As Bill brings forward another symbol of time, talent, and treasure, the offering plate, I ask those who are able to please rise as we share in a prayer and blessing over the offering today. Please join me in prayer and let us pray. Loving Creator, we bring talents and gifts that we offer and ask your blessing on them. We pray that our offering is used for good works in your name out into the world. All glorious gods. Amen.
Oh,
please join me in prayer? Gracious God, may we remember your love, embrace your forgiveness, and hold fast to your hope. Allow us to recognize the needs of all peoples of this earth, especially those who suffer loss due to injustice. May they have the hope of healing and give us strength to ask for respite, to pause, to recharge, to claim time so that we can respond as you want us to within this world. Loving God, be with those in this community who are weighed down with the loss of a loved one. May they be embraced with your love and healing grace. Allow us to see when we need to reach out and when we need to support those in our communities. You are the giver of wisdom, loving God. Give us your wisdom to know when to act. We pray your love shines through each of us. We see your light in the young people who share their continuing stories with us this morning. We are thankful for the Mullins family, for the trustees, for a gift that continues to wrap our young people in love and support so they can meet their dreams. Creator God, help us to see beyond this moment and to embrace the wider perspective of your whole creation. Deliver us from hatred, cruelty, and revenge, and lead us into a way of love and justice that makes room for all. We pray that the whole world can walk in this way, a way of truth, a way of life. Let us pause now and pray for those that are on our hearts and minds today. Loving God, you wrap us with your presence. We are never alone. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Louise to stay right where she is because our birthday girl came in and we want to make sure, Margaret, that we sing you happy birthday while you're here. So everybody, let's ring her around again and sing happy birthday to Margaret. Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Margaret. Happy birthday to you.
And as I said earlier, I won't say your age because I don't want to get in trouble. As we leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen and hallelujah.